American seated jests of George Peel, gentleman, sometimes a student in Oxford. Wherein is showed the course of his life, how he lived, a man very well known in the City of London, and elsewhere.
How George Peel served half a score citizens.
George once had invited half a score of his friends to a great supper, where they were passing merry, no cheer wanting, wine enough, music playing, the night growing on, and being upon departure, they call for a reckoning. George swears there is not a penny for them to pay. They, being men of good fashion, by no means will yield unto it. But every man throws down his money, some 10 shillings, some 5, some more, protesting something they will pay.
"Well," quoth George, taking up all the money, "seeing you will be so wilful, you shall see what shall follow."
He commands the music to play, and while they were skipping and dancing, George gets his cloak, sends up 2 pottles of hypocrist, and leaves them and the reckoning to pay. They, wondering at the stay of George, meant to be gone, but they were stayed by the way, and before they went, forced to pay the reckoning anew. This showed a mind in him he cared not whom he deceived, so he profited himself for the present.
Merry Conceited Jests of George Peel was narrated by Sarah Blake, with music by Tom Cowell. It was produced by Sounds Curious for Beyond Shakespeare.